absolutely nothing out there to draw anyone to come out there. You know, it's a little country road moved out there for the privacy mainly. And, you know, you'd have to ask yourself, do you want to come home and deal with somebody that's, and, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, even if you're on vacation, you know, you act a little bit different. You know, you're a little bit louder. You know, you maybe have several people congregating in one of these nightly rentals. We will have to face all of that. It's not coming home to a place that we can honestly relax, and you don't know who's going to be in your yard or across the street from you. And that's why, honestly, that's why we're here. We're here for our zoning rights to protect. We asked y'all to protect us, that we could live in a peaceful area. Our property value, you cannot tell me that if there's 15 or however many nightly rentals that'll be built over there, that will not affect our property value. We have some very, very nice houses out there. You know, I know, you know, one that's probably about $500,000. So I just I asked you to please consider this. Consider yourself where you live. You come home. It's your safe place. You're comfortable. You can relax. And that's what we're asking you all to think about us and our community. Thank you.
Where is the bus stop at that he picks up the children?
It's right, I don't know exactly how to, I'm not good with that.
Should be right there.
It should be, I think last time whenever it was presented, it was right there with the
Live Oak.
It's Live Oak. It's right
okay.
Here.
That's what I wondered if it was where the three joined together. Ruby's Rest.
Yes. Okay. And it's right here. I think is where I'm pointing correctly.
Okay.
And the buses. That's their turnaround spot. Mm-hmm. And like I said, our whole family and a lot of these others have experienced that, the danger of it, and. We spoke that at the other meeting.
I just want to see if my memory is correct, if it was at that intersection there.
Is that correct, Ken? You might be better at this than me.
This Hampton Road coming in here, this is Ruby's Rest. This is their driveway. The school bus is pulling here, and they make that turnaround right there. The kids wait there by the mailboxes. That's mailboxes. They wait there on the bus. That's where they get off and they're picked up. This is where we have the problem is the people coming out of here, they just shoot straight down the road. This is coming over a hill right here, and I've slammed on my brakes on numerous occasions for people that pull out front, and I just expect them to. Now, it comes to me a day to ride a motorcycle, I expect them to try to kill me. But twice a day, we've got school buses and school children there. These people will be going, and we get that 40 or 50 that I was talking about. That would just be a constant thing, and it'd be extremely unsafe.
What kind of road signs are there?
Ma'am.
What kind of road signs are there? Like, is Hampton Road the main road that goes?
Yeah, there's no traffic control signs here at all.
Mm. Okay.
Well, in fact, there was
It's basically a private drive coming out.
What about Oak?
Live Oak is right here.
Is there a road sign there directing? Does it give to Hampton Road coming, or does it...
I'm not sure if that stop sign is
there or not. There's not.
I was just trying to think of if the bus was coming, the children, how you were talking about the speed coming up. I was trying to think who knew who was to have the right of way.
Yeah.
No.
Well, the sign, there is a sign that was posted about be careful.
About children.
Yeah, children. There's a sign.
And traffic control.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that even the Dorches had put up a sign that said be careful about our children because, it's a very hazardous condition, to be honest with you. So.
You see that up here, Sheba?
Pardon?
Miss Wyatt? Here's, this is from the west. So this is Live Oak, this is Hampton, and this is your Ruby's Rest. Here's our mailboxes. This would be a 2023 photo.
No, Hampton is a county road. What about Live Oak? Live Oak Lane there?
Well, I don't know.
That's why I was just trying to check.
I'd ask Devin.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak at this time? Anyone else that has signed up? Okay. With the applicant, or go ahead, ma'am.
Have you spoken? You can't speak again?
No.
Or do a question?
Commission?
I'm fine.
You're fine with it? If you would like to, please step back forward to the podium and state your question. Speak into the, so just, yeah, that way it comes across. And your name again.
Margie Clark on 160 Live Oak Lane. Many of the parents are concerned about their children walking home because many of them are working and they can't pick them up at the buses there. And we have kids as young as 5, 6, and 7 walking alone up and down those roads. We can walk
ma'am,
up and down.
This is broadcast. It's public record.
I'm just telling you the truth, sir.
I understand that. Just be. If there's concerns, you're
sir,
giving that. No, I'm not trying to stop you. You can say whatever you'd like. I think other people in the crowd are understanding what I'm trying to say. You might talk with them real quick before you carry on.
Okay. All I'm saying.
Other people understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And all I'm saying, too, is that each and every one of us pay taxes here, too.
Yes, ma'am.
We are paying taxpayers.
Yes, ma'am.
So I hope I didn't jeopardize anybody. No.
Okay. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak? At this time, I would ask if the applicant would like to step forward and readdress any of these. Yes, sir. Please.
Just by means of clarification, you know, Scott, when you were talking about the 8,000 square foot lots, I don't think that applies in the NR1. These are existing single family lots, and the request is for 5 additional single family homes to be built on 5 single family lots.
Well, there's some factors that have to come into play before you get to that. If there was access to sewer, then the density is 1 single-family home per 8,000 square feet.
But that would require us coming back here and presenting that. That would be a replat.
Well, the replats don't go through. That's done administratively. And then if you kept all those homes under one ownership, that is your density, 1 home per 8,000 square feet.
Is it?
You have access to sewer.
Which we don't. The NR1 has that, or the NR3?
Well, R1 and NR1 have that same density.
Okay.
That's our density.
We're happy to have a condition on their place that limits that to the 5 single family homes, because that's the extent of the request. I'm not trying to do anything other than that. These are homes that we could build right now. As far as the traffic goes, these, like I say, we can build single-family homes on these right now. That's all right. Those generate about 15 trips a day. Nightly rentals generate 12. So these homes will actually generate less traffic than the others. I probably owe Ken an apology. The people darting out of there in front of him is probably me. My wife put that little slow our children sign up, I think, mostly for me. I'm trying to do better, but most of our guests are pretty reasonable. They don't know the areas well or a lot slower, and we've done what we can to try and address that issue. I agree with some of the issues there with the mailbox. I think some improvement there is appropriate. And we've offered that several times. I think a stop sign, we've added the slow children sign already. So I think any of those type of things are reasonable. We would be happy to hear those. Any other questions? Oh, and as far as the criminal aspect, as far as I know, we've received no complaints, none. And, you know, criminals just don't typically pay $200 and $250 a night with a 2 or 3 night minimum to come out there and be up to no good. I mean, these are people that just want to come out and enjoy the country and enjoy Branson, be close enough to enjoy Branson. So any other questions for me?
Of the owners that own the lots there that you're asking for a rezone on, how many of them live on the property? Of all the different owners?
Chris and myself, my son, so and him.
Two of them.
I can show you where they live.
I live right here, and my son Chris lives right here.
Okay.
And this is actually three lots. The one that's being rezoned is just this one that's on Ruby's Rest. So we're not building anything on it.
Ruby's Rest is a private road, and you maintain it.
Yes.
So you maintain it to your property line there, or the where it joins on Ruby's Rest to the Jeremy Bell and Cortez. Do they maintain their part of Ruby's Rest? Because it's still a private road there. Most of it's owned at Jeremy Bell.
Right. It's on Jeremy's property. We have maintained it. All of this time, we've not required anybody else there to maintain that. Because we're the primary user of it. In fact, we're the only user of it.
And all of those lots, that all but one that we're speaking of, the three join to Hampton Road. They join from Ruby's Rest to Hampton Road on the other end. The lot does, right?
Can I go to the map?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be 8, 9, and 10.
This one does, but the commitment we made was to build on Ruby's Rest and not on him. This is the only one left that does. Lot number 8, I think the property line, what you can see, is right there. So lot number, I think it's 11, either 8 or 11, is right here. And then this is Chris's, and I think I pointed wrong. This is my son's home right here. But he owns these three lots. This one would remain the same. This one would be one.
So number 8 would go through number 11 to get to Ruby's Rest instead of utilizing Hampton Road?
This one is not part of the result. Number 8, I think it is.
It shows on here, it shows it as one parcel. And it shows it to be.
Yeah.
It does, because this is all under one ownership, and I think that's the way the county shows them, when they're under one ownership. But these are two separate platted lots.
You have different parcels and you have different lots.
But since they're the same ownership,
it's going to just split off the 11 side instead of the 8.
This would split it off. This one would be Nightingale, and this one would be.
But we have it by parcel number, so currently as it stands, we have all that parcel includes 8 and 11 in the request.
It would all be rezoned 8 and 11.
Yep.
Correct.
We have to get with the mapping to...
For it to be split.
Just split it.
But it would still have the new parcel number, then would need to be rezoned, or it would already be rezoned at
that
point?
We could keep the current parcel number as this, and she could put a new parcel number on lot 8. If you wanted to pull lot 8 out of the request.
Well, I was just trying to